Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Charlie Lee. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Raines steals second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines moves to third. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Raines scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Oliver moves to third. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a pop-up towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flynn moves to second. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Dawson reaches third base with a triple. Flynn scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wallach hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cromarty hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Brooks reaches second base with a double. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Raines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary is called out on strikes. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dawson for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver moves to second. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor catches it and throws to second to double up Oliver. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Spear reaches second base with a double. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spear moves to third. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brooks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges moves to third. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Woody Fryman now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodges tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Expos. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Charlie Pulio now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pulio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a line drive into right field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Warren Cromartie now playing first base. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.